following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Jacksonville. What a beautiful Saturday this is. I am so excited to be on the radio today.
Are you excited any differently today than any other day? Or is this your normal excitement?
I think it's my normal.
It is. Well, it's another beautiful day, but a heat index of 102.
Yeah, and that's great to go to the beach.
After the show, are you going to go to the pool? Or?
Oh, no. Working.
That's right. We got
open houses today.
We got four open houses today. We got lots of brand new listings that are just, you know, different types of homes today to tell everybody about that are really, a couple of them are really, really interesting. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Hey, you know what today is? Somebody, we have a new listener. I want to do a shout out today to Susan. And, you know, you mentioned the beach. That's what she's probably doing right now. She's enjoying the walk on the beach there in Ponte Vedra. I had a great conversation with her yesterday, and she told me she's going to be listening this morning. So good morning to Susan. Hope you are having a great, terrific morning. You know what today is?
June 16th.
It is. It's also Father's Day weekend. So we want to give a special shout out to every dad out there and give a little bit of a tribute. Now, I do this every year, Mother's Day and Father's Day.
You do. So, you're so thoughtful like that.
I called my dad yesterday and I gave him an early tribute to my dad, who is 92 years old, lives where I grew up in Richmond, Virginia. And the announcer for the show before ours, Joe Pippin, he also is from Richmond, Virginia. So.
Right.
We've had stories together about growing up in the Richmond, Virginia area, but let's talk about Father's Day.
Okay.
So I want you all to think about, you know, we all had a father. Now, some of our fathers are gone and some of them are not. And some of us never knew our fathers, but we all had a father. We all know a father. And I would like all of us to think about a time with our dad that we remember as a special day, and call your dad up on Father's Day, or if you can, visit him and tell him about a special time, whether it was the day that he took you fishing for the first time, or perhaps it when he took you to the father-daughter dance, or perhaps it when you had a heart-to-heart conversation about a problem with a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Just a special time that you had, and bring back a memory that both of you shared. And it will make both of you feel really connected to your dad. And even if your dad is no longer with you, just sit back for a moment and think about that time. And it will bring a great feeling to your heart. It may even bring a tear to your eye. But it will make you feel really good. And if you do have that conversation with him, it will make him feel really good. And if you haven't even said to him in a long time, I love you, Dad, tell him that. Even if you're not that sentimental, tell him that. I talk to my dad about every other day, at least, and I always tell him that at the end of the conversation. And he tells me the same thing, because he's been a great joy to me over my 60-some years of life, and I bring that joy to him as well. So make this Father's Day special for both you and for him. And if he's no longer with you and you run into somebody's dad, tell them Happy Father's Day. Make it a good one. And in honor of Father's Day.
Well, wait, I should give a shout-out to my dad.
Well, go ahead.
So good morning, Fred Wolverton.
All right. Happy Father's Day. And to our producer who is in the booth next to us, Alan, happy Father's Day weekend to you.
Thank you, and I'm glad I've got my two boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they've been in the booth with you a few times over the past 6.5 years that we've been together.
Yep.
So in honor of Father's Day, we're going to have a contest about Father's Day. Now, we know that all women love to get flowers. Now, whether that's a special day or not. And you know, of course, roses are the favorite flower of most women. Now, men, we rarely, if ever, get flowers. Do you know that Father's Day actually has a special flower? So the contest is, what is the special flower for Father's Day? Give us a call and tell us what you think that Father's Day flower is. What's the number, Angela?
222 talk to me. You have to call.
And what's that number?
222-TALK-8255.
All right. That's area code 904.
222-8255.
Great. All right. Well, this is Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. We come to you every Saturday morning, and we kind of call ourselves the problem-solving realtors. And, you know, we come across a lot of problems with or situations that customers have that they need our help with.
Yes.
And it's amazing how sometimes those customers have had other realtors that just were not able to help them. And we go in and we talk about what their situation is, or we look at their house, we look at their situation, and based on how we look at the house, or based on the market in their neighborhood, or what's changed in their neighborhood since their house was listed, we come up with situations and we get their house sold. And it's one of the favorite things that we like to do. And in the past 2 weeks, we've done that like 4 times with different people, where the homeowner has interviewed 4 or 5 other realtors and said, gosh, you guys have got the best solutions to the problem. And they've selected us to help them to solve their problem and get their house sold.
Ta-da.
So great, great feeling that we have from helping so many people.
Well, you know, it comes with years and years and years of experience. I mean, you know, when you're interviewing realtors, you should be asking, how long have you been in the business? How many deals do you do per year? How many have you done this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the guys that interviewed us said he looked out on Zillow to make sure that, you know, the 4 people he was interviewing all had Zillow ratings from customer reviews, and they did. But then when he looked to see which ones had the most number of deals this year, 2 of them hadn't even closed any business this year, according to Zillow. So he rolled them out right away.
Yeah, I had one customer this week. He sent me an email last night. I had talked to him actually 2 weeks ago on the phone, and one of the things he wanted to know was, how many contracts have we done in 2016, 2017, and how many so far this year? So, of course, I provided that to him, and he sent me an email back last night, and he said, can you come and see me on Tuesday between 1:30 and 2:30? So, of course, because I will be seeing him then.
I feel like our numbers show that we're different, that we work all the time, that we take this serious as a full-time job. It's not a hobby. It's not, you know, the average realtor. These are numbers reported by the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, do less than 9 deals a year. Less than 9.
Less than 9.
We did 54 last year.
Well, you stay busy.
We're busy.
Yeah, every day. And we love what we're doing, which is kind of, you know, an interesting thing to do. A lot of realtors do it part-time or to supplement another spouse's income.
Right.
I love what we're doing. I love being on the opposite side of the table here every Saturday morning live. 6.5 years, I've been looking at your face and talking to you, and you've been bantering back and forth with me.
Mostly bantering.
Yeah, mostly bantering.
It's a lot of fun.
Hey, so call in with your guest. What is the official flower of Father's Day? How about that?
I didn't even know there was one, honestly.
I didn't either.
I was thinking maybe it was for single mothers who have to be father and mother.
Well, but
sorry, just thought
well,
I'd throw that in there.
Well, moms have their own day. Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about the answer to the favorite question, how's the market?
Hi, I'm Christine Kennedy, and in my 20 years as a loan officer, I've helped over 1,000 families finance their home right here in Northeast Florida. To get your fast, free, and easy pre-qualification today, you can visit my website, applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K, or you can call me directly at 904-514-6969. That's 904-514-6969. At Watson Mortgage Corp, we help deliver the keys.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License, MLD 716, an equal housing lender.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment is brought to you by Watson Mortgage Corp. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here. You know, I have to give a shout out to my sister, Rhonda, who's listening in New York.
All right.
Yes. I was talking to her on the way here. She's like, I'm going to be listening to you this morning.
You know, you say people are listening in New York, and some of our listeners may say, how do you do that? How do you listen in New York?
App on your phone or app on the computer.
WBOBradio.com. That's how you do it. We have listeners all over the East Coast. It's amazing how many people in New York are listening. And we know that, by the way, because we get calls after the show.
Ohio, New York.
Yeah, that's the furthest west was Ohio.
Yeah.
That we've gotten calls from. But we've had buyers from Maryland that listened to the show that said, hey, I heard about this house.
Atlanta.
And I'm going to be coming down in 2 weeks. Can you show me that house? And yep. We say, you know, it may be sold by then, but we'd be happy to help you.
Boy, in this market, it does seem it could be sold by then.
So the contest, what is the official flower for Father's Day?
Don't know. That just seems wrong.
What do you mean it seems wrong?
I don't think I've ever given my dad flowers.
Well, maybe you should, or maybe some of us should. And ladies, you know, can wear a flower, too, in honor of their dad.
Or ladies are the dad sometimes.
Well, that's true.
You just can't they ignore play, that group, Howard.
They
it's a
play
group
mom
we
and
about.
Dad. Well, there are single moms out there that play both
right.
mom and dad. And there are
that's
single
right.
dads that play both mom and dad as well.
Yes.
All right. So how were the numbers this past week for sales, Angela?
Well, Howard, according to the Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 684 offers got accepted. That's about the same as it was last week. 826 new homes came on the market, and that's down a little bit, about 8% from the previous week. 186 of the 826 are already under contract, and 54 of those went under contract on the very first day. 498 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say...
Congratulations.
Yep.
All right. Hey, we've got a caller. We've got Mike on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Howard and Angela. How are you all doing today?
We are doing fantastic. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing just fine.
Yay.
Fine. I've got a daughter, and she's up in Green Bay, and of course, she's not listening, but I just had to get that out.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, happy Father's Day to you.
Well, thank you. Listen, I have a question. Back in 1973, 74, back in that time slot, I lived in Texas, and we were trying to sell a home. We'd been trying for about a year. And while I was in the Navy, I was stationed on the island of Guam, and I was going back there as a civilian. We had to sell our home in order to be able to go. And so we tried and tried and tried. And after a year, it was getting close to the time that we needed to go. And I had a promise of a job over there as a diving instructor and a shop manager, so I didn't want to lose that opportunity. Now, my question, though, is we tried about three different realtors, and I guess in that time slot, it was a tough market. Finally... There was these two women that had just got their broker's license,
mm-hmm.
and they were starting up their own business there, and they suggested something after they tried for a couple of months, and they were really, really working hard, and it was obvious. We were constantly in contact with them and so on.
Love that.
One said, we have a suggestion here, and if you don't like it, just tell us, and we'll move on. You know, we'll just keep doing what we're doing. And we said, well, what's that? She said, if you would give a 10% bonus to the selling realtor what you're going to get out of selling the home, that might get you going. That might get this thing moving. And talked to my wife about it and everything, and that would have amounted to roughly about $5,000.
Okay.
The 10%. That was on a Saturday, and we said, I called her back and on Saturday afternoon, and I said, yes, we'll do that. Sunday, they called us and said, we have somebody that we're bringing out to look at the house. It's a different realtor, but will you, is that okay? Yes. Fine. Sunday evening, we got a call from our realtor saying, we have an earnest money, contract, and about a month later, we were closing. And my question, though, is that a normal procedure that realtors can use? Is there any rules or laws about that? Or
yes, it's absolutely fine to give a bonus to... anyone who's involved in the process, okay, you can give money to anyone who we call party to the contract. You just have to disclose it in the contract. So you could give a bonus to your listing agent. You could give a bonus to the selling agent. You could give closing cost to the buyer. You could give a decorating allowance to the buyer. In today's time with mortgages, though, and the way that the mortgage industry has sort of restructured itself and the guidelines are tougher. Even if you were advertising it in the beginning like a decorating allowance, you have to turn it into closing cost assistance at the closing table for the buyer. But as long as it is disclosed, then it's absolutely fine to do that. And it does encourage selling agents to bring buyers. And so there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Well, let's clarify something, though. I mean, Angela said it encourages agents to bring buyers to your house. However, you know, in that particular case, it was probably just luck that your buyer came on that particular day. Now, Angela and I, we don't more go to a house, bring a buyer to a house, because it has a bonus.
No, we don't.
Our buyers, if your house fits the criteria for what a customer of ours is looking for, we're bringing them to your house anyway.
Right.
But if there are 25 houses to see and that fit the criteria and yours has a higher one, you know, and they can only see 15 in a day and yours has a higher commission, then, you know, maybe we'll steer toward that particular house. But, you know, did that help you? That was probably just a luck of the draw, you know.
It's
on
hard
that particular
to know. That
day.
That was a tough market back in the 70s, so it's hard to know. I would tell you that today, though, the number would never be 10%. So the number might be a flat fee of a $1,000 bonus to a selling agent. It might be a 1% bonus to a selling agent. We happen to have done a new construction deal recently, and the builder offered an extra percent back to the selling agent plus $1,000. So, but that's it. You know, that's... It's not particularly normal in today's market because we are in a seller's market and most houses are selling.
Yeah, Angela and I are much more in favor of find the right house for the right person.
Yes, and if you want to offer something, it's better to offer to the buyer because then the buyer gets a benefit from it. And, you know, sometimes if the buyer doesn't benefit but their realtor does, it makes the buyer wonder if the realtor's acting in their best interest.
Yeah, help the buyer with their closing cost.
Right.
Something like that. We're much more in favor of that.
Absolutely.
Because we're going to get commission either way, so we want our customer to feel like they are getting the best deal for their house and not have the money go in our pocket.
Yes.
I mean, that's the right thing to do.
Well, it as it happens, just that time in history and everything, too, just within months of the time we closed, the bottom fell out. It totally fell out. They had entire neighborhoods in Houston that were being fenced in to keep people out because the homes, people had left their homes. And, you know, so, you know, chances are if we hadn't been able to do that, and I agree with you, I'm sure, you know, that what you're saying there is we got lucky, but call it luck, call it whatever. We were happily on our way to Guam within a year.
Absolutely.
You know. I remember
sounds
that.
Like it really worked for you.
I remember that time in, particularly in Houston with the oil bust. And by the way, this is not your first time calling in. I recognize your voice. Am I right on that?
Yes, you are, Howard.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I remember the diving instructor part. What I knew. Oh, it's Mike. He called in before.
So do you have a guess on our contest for what is the official flower for Father's Day?
Oh, my goodness. I don't have a clue.
Okay.
I don't have a clue. Hey, let's say, how about a hibiscus?
It is not a hibiscus.
That's a good guess, though.
Good guess. I like that.
Well, having lived on Guam for so many years, a hibiscus is a very special flower to me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They're beautiful.
Well, Mike, we certainly thank you for calling in, and we appreciate that you are a regular listener, and thank you so much. Have a wonderful Father's Day.
Yes.
And continue to listen. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you both, Angela and Howard, and you both have good Father's Day weekend.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. We appreciate that.
Sure. Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. What a great call.
Yes.
It was a great question, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and speaking Wonderful. Of his... bad market back then, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about the question that we get most often from strangers, which is, how's the market? It's the number one question that realtors get all the time. So that's what we're going to answer when we come back. We still want someone to call in with a guess too. What is the official flower of Father's Day? I wonder if Alan knows the answer to that question. He's shaking his head. No, he doesn't know. Like raising up his shoulders. I don't know. What are you saying, Alan? We'll be right back, everybody.
Talk radio. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, is going to jail. Manafort was ordered into custody on Friday after a federal judge revoked his house arrest, citing newly filed obstruction of justice charges. Two deputies shot, one killed yesterday as they transported a suspect to court in Kansas City, Kansas. A local sheriff's spokesman says that apparently the suspect managed to obtain one of the officer's weapons as they pulled up to the courthouse. One was killed, the other hospitalized in critical condition. China firing back in a spiraling trade dispute with the Trump administration, now raising import duties on a $34 billion list of American goods, including soybeans, electric cars, and whiskey. Beijing says it's responding in what it calls equal scale to the president's tariff hike on Chinese goods in a conflict over Beijing's huge trade surplus with the U.S. This is SRN.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a health care plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Stop wasting money on bottled water and hard water costs. Get yourself a Kinetico system, the only non-electric water-powered hybrid on the market to both soften and filter your water. Go see my friends at CGC Water, a third-generation family business for over 65 years, and your local authorized Kinetico dealer. With the Kinetico system, you can save money on water heating bills and cleaning supplies. You can spend less time cleaning soap scum, lime scale, and spots on dishes and glasses. It removes chlorine so your skin and hair feel softer, and it helps prevent laundry fading. Plus, a Kinetico system can actually lengthen the life of your appliances that use water up to 50%, and it protects your pipes from buildup. You can trust Kinetico. Get a Kinetico system today and start saving money. Call CGC Water at 904-645-6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Now accepting traditional Medicare as well as Humana Gold Medicare Advantage Plan. Call Island Doctors toll-free, 877-434-4676. That's 877-434-4676 for more information or to schedule a tour.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB. Your 2018 election authority.
Roads looking pretty good. Watch out for the construction Bay Meadows, old Bay Meadows Road area. One of the left lanes are blocked. 60% chance to showers. Partly sunny today. Looking for a high about 92, but a heat index of 103. Currently, 81 degrees here at AM 600 WBOB Howard. It is a petunia. I'm just guessing. Howard Angela is next.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Pay attention.
Pay attention. Pay attention. Like how he said that? I'm sending text to Bill Hay. He's saying the app's down. So, again, we have all of these people who are trying to listen to our show who cannot hear it because the app is down today.
I can't like that.
I can't like it today either.
Some of our regular... because we'll sell it for $29.95 on CD.
I like how you think, Alan. You're opportunist.
We have a lot of listeners that regularly listen on the WBOB phone app.
Yes,
and
we do.
Unfortunately, they can't
hear today.
My phone's
blowing up
today.
With people saying, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. So I want to say, get in your car and drive around.
Or
I can say that,
get
right?
in front of your computer.
That's right.
I don't know.
Of the computer, because when it's streaming live, you can certainly hear it very well.
Well, I'm so sorry that they can't listen.
I know.
Well,
they always give us good feedback about our show and how we're doing and what they think we should do better or different.
Yeah. So, by the way, someone is calling in right now, and our producer, Alan, has stepped away from the booth.
That's
so that he can tell some of the electrical people here to
fix the app.
Oh, and Alan's coming in. He's going to answer the phone. So our number, by the way, to call is 904-222-8255.
That's right.
All right. So we're going to answer that age-old question that comes to us at least 10 times a week. Or, Alan, do we have a caller? He's taking down the number.
No, he
says go ahead. So, Angela, that age-old question, how's the market?
Don't you love that question?
I love that question.
Mm-hmm. It's the most common question that we get asked. Virtually every realtor will tell you that it's great. But that's really such a nebulous answer, isn't it?
It is.
Also, you know, it depends on whether you're a buyer or a seller.
Tell me more.
Yes. Well, so for example, if you were trying to sell a $175,000 really nice pool home in Mandarin, you'll have multiple offers and it's going to sell today.
So that means the market's great.
Yes. Now, however, if you were one of the buyers trying to get that same house, well, you're probably going to be disappointed and that you may lose out multiple times to other bidders. Therefore, the market is bad for you as a buyer, and prices are rising, so are interest rates. Your buying power is going down the more that time happens along the way.
So, you know, Angela always gives the number of sales and listings for 1 week to the next, but
yes,
that can certainly vary from 1 week to the next. You know, a couple points higher, a couple points lower, but that's really not an indicator. A good indicator, I should say. A better indicator is how things change from 1 year to the next. So, like, year to date, January through May this year compared to last year. So, for example, in May, comparing houses sold from 2018 to 2017. So, let's look at median prices sold last year compared to this year. Last year, the median price of houses sold, $212,750. That was last year.
Yep.
This year, $225,000. That's
prices
an increase of 5.8%.
Yes.
Now, obviously, that sounds good, but of course, different houses are selling. So, it's
not... It could
not
be houses in the same market. It's
it
a pretty good
be,
indicator,
but,
Howard.
But it's the middle one. So,
right.
Prices are up. Also, the average days on market last year, 73 days. This year, 60 days. Now, that means, what does that tell you?
Shortage of houses.
Shortage of houses. Now,
we're
by
not
the
in
way,
a balanced market.
Now, by the way, that's skewed, by the way, by the ones that have been on for days and days and days and days.
Sure, because some of them haven't sold.
Because the ones that look good and price right,
they're gone.
They are gone very, very quickly. And
but
you,
the ones that don't look good or price too high, they're still sitting.
Yeah. And in fact, a full 13.6% of homes sold above asking price.
See?
It is
a seller's market. We are still in that. When you look at days on market, I think for it to be a balanced market, you had to have... Is it 5.5 months on hand or 6 months? 5.5 months.
Yeah.
And we're at 2 months. You're at 60 days.
Yeah. So what's the real answer? How's the market?
Well,
it really depends on your circumstance.
Right.
Your home that you're selling and whether you want to buy or sell. But generally speaking, it's a great market if you have great representation to either buy or sell. So Angela and I are here to help you to maximize your transaction.
We always give information on mortgage interest rates, and after 2 weeks of falling, guess what happened? Most of them rose this past week. The 30-year rate rose 0.08 of a point to 4.62%. The 15-year rate rose 0.06 of a point to 4.07%. Now, the VA and the FHA, the 30-year usually lags the other rates. It fell 0.05 of a point to 4.38%. How about that?
Yeah.
And the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, well, we still think it's a good deal if you're going to be in your house for 5 years or less. It rose 0.09 of a point to 3.83%.
So bottom line is this. You know, interest rates, they're up a little bit from the beginning of the year. They're less than what was predicted at the end of the year. Overall, is it a great market? It's a great market. It's a seller's market. But that doesn't mean that if you're a buyer, that it's a bad time to buy. No, it's a good time to buy. If prices are rising, it means if you buy them now, it means prices are going up and you'll get a good deal because prices are going up. Stop paying your landlord's mortgage. I got to tell you, I'm a landlord. I own 5 houses. I appreciate that someone's paying for my mortgage. I really do.
I bet you do.
I got to tell you, I really do. It's going to be paying for my retirement. Now, most of my houses are paid for.
You're not retired already? Just kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just messing with you.
You know what?
It's Saturday.
Doing this show,
yes,
it feels like retirement because I enjoy it so much. If you love what you do, Howard's philosophy.
It doesn't feel like work.
It doesn't
I don't know that
feel
it feels like retirement,
work. No.
But it doesn't feel like work. I get it.
Because I love getting up in the morning and doing this with you.
Oh, me too.
And being
it's so fun.
And being to say on the air to everyone to have a great Father's Day and to tell everyone to wish their dad, tell everyone what they loved about their dad when they were growing up or even, you know, something that their dad did for them recently.
Right.
You know, the advice and counsel of the dad. Nobody's called in with the flower
For men.
For Father's Day.
The men flower.
Was I close?
No.
No, it was not. What did you say? Petunia?
Petunia.
It's not a petunia.
The computer feed is down, but.
Yes?
TuneIn app. Use the TuneIn app.
What is the TuneIn app?
Something you can use on your phone or computer.
A TuneIn app?
It's called TuneIn app, yes.
Oh, TuneIn.
TuneIn.
TuneIn is the name of the app, is what he said.
TuneIn.com.
Yeah.
Of course, the people that need to know that
can't hear us.
Can't hear us for us to tell them that. Hey, remember our special through the end of June.
We have a caller.
If you're going to listen to us, all right, hold on, we'll come back to that. Larry is on the line. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, can we get some of the
flower? Yes.
Chrysanthemum?
It's not a chrysanthemum.
That's a great guess.
I figured something real cheap. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for listening, Larry. All right. I'm going to give a hint. The hint is it's something that you'd wear on your lapel. That really narrows it down, doesn't it?
That's it. Yeah, it does.
All right.
That kind of does make it a man's flower, doesn't it?
Well, not necessarily. I can only think of two, three, or four things that you'd wear on your lapel.
What else? What would you wear?
Well, I'm not going to say what they are.
Oh, well, good. Because we have a caller. Let them guess.
Well, he hung up. Did he hang up? Well, I'm just going to go to him. David, good morning.
The flower is a carnation.
It is not a carnation.
No.
I'm surprised,
too. There's another thing that you could wear on your lapel, but that was a great guess.
I think it was.
Do you know what would happen if everybody in the United States drove a pink car?
What?
We would have a pink carnation.
Ah, very good.
That's awesome, David.
Thanks. That was great. I love it. I'm going to use that one day. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Stay with us after break. You're going to hear some great, great new houses coming on the market. Hey, stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back to tell you about some great hot deals of the day. And also, if we have time, to talk about a really interesting scam. We'll be right back. Howard here. When it's time to buy your home, you need to get pre-qualified. We recommend Christine Kennedy of Watson Mortgage Corp. She can get you pre-qualified in less than 5 minutes. Call Christine at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Or apply on our website, www.applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K. She'll get you through all the way to closing with great service.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License MLD 716. An equal housing lender.
Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChimScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections. 268-8211 or visit GoHomePro.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. I am so excited. So is Howard. We are just having a fun morning here at WBOB.
It's the
Real Estate Radio.
It's the fourth segment of the show, and nobody's gotten the contest. It is so simple.
Simple.
Yeah. It's actually a red rose is the official flower of Father's Day.
Red rose sounds like female to me. It doesn't sound like a man.
There is a however to that.
A white rose should be
well it is a white rose. If your father has passed away, then in remembrance of your dad, then anybody that has a dad should be wearing a white rose to signify that they love their dad, remembering their dad, and wear a white rose to tomorrow.
How about that?
Okay. All right. Have you been good, Angela, or have you been bad?
I'm always bad. No, I'm always good.
Yeah. All right. This is an interesting scam, and there's a lesson at the end of it. All right. So husband and wife, Ronald and Misty Touchard, They lived in Newport Beach, California. They had this idea that they thought would make them some money. They found some expensive vacant houses, and then they decided, okay, found the houses. Now they're going to do some research to further define the ones that didn't have any mortgages. So they found the name of the owners, and then they created fake deeds, signed the names of the owners, then signed their names as the buyers. So they created the deeds, then they went down to the county and they filed the deeds, saying that they were the new owners of these vacant houses. Then they went to a bank and they asked for an equity line on these houses. They got $5.9 million of an equity line.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, the bank, they, of course, did a title search. Title search said that they bought the house through a, and there was a deed. There was a filed deed. There's no mortgage on them. Looked right. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
They went and bought some. They invested in a winery. They bought some cars, and then they defaulted on the loans.
Surprise, surprise!
And after they defaulted on the loans, the banks did some digging and went back to a prior owner, and they figured out, wait a minute, this was all a scam, and they got caught. And we got one thing to say to these bad boys. Now, the lender, we don't know whether they did a title search or not. We're not sure. That's not important. But whether or not a title search was done, it shows the importance of doing a title search. If you're buying a house, even if you're paying cash for it, do a title search. And here's the most important part. When you buy a house, get title insurance. Because let's say that somebody before you did this, and then you bought a house from the scammers. You did a title search. It showed that, okay, these people bought a house, what looked legitimate at the time, but then later somebody comes back and says, hey, wait a minute. That was bought illegally. And what you think you had good title to, you don't.
Wow.
If you had title insurance, what title insurance does is pay you back for your entire investment in that property. That's the value of having a realtor involved. That's the value of having title insurance, that of having a title search done, and that's the value of having title insurance. That's our lesson from this story. This is a real story.
Creative.
You know.
Glad they got caught.
Now, this case, you know, just came up. I have no idea how long they're going to be spending time in jail. The total value of those properties, by the way, was $59 million. So they picked some big properties.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. They only took $5.9 million in equity lines.
Yeah.
I guess they didn't want it to seem like it was, you know, too big of an equity line out. So maybe the bank didn't do a title search. Anyway, that's our scam of the week. And we go from scam of the week to hot deal. And we are not just hot deal of the day. We are hot deals of the day because we've got multiple open houses because we are helping many people sell some of their great houses this week. And we're going to start off one that I am going to be at today right after the show at 11 o'clock. You like Mandarin, Angela?
I do.
2,285 square feet, a two-story traditional house, and it is a four-bedroom, three-bath with a Florida room on almost quarter acre in Briarwood. gorgeous floors, gorgeous cabinets, a full-length front porch.
The dining room
has built-ins, gorgeous, huge kitchen. The bedrooms all have hardwood floors, an oversized two-car garage. Now, I haven't told you the best part. Beautiful, beautiful pool in the backyard.
Huge yard.
Now, that's what I say, quarter acre.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be there from 11 to 1 today. This is priced at $300,000. And if you're familiar with Briarwood, it's right in the heart of Mandarin. It's a gorgeous community. Everybody keeps up their yards there. Some of the houses are one story. A few of them are two story. If you like traditional looking homes with big trees in the front yard, this is the house for you. 9021 Warwickshire Road in Mandarin. $300,000, 11 to 1 today. I'm going to be there. Come and see me.
So you'll find directional signs off of Bay Meadows Road?
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Now, you said you like Mandarin. There's another one in Mandarin on Morningwood. The address is 2540.
Benjamin.
That's right. 2,700 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 4 baths, plus an office. One of the bedrooms and baths is upstairs. The rest of it is on one story. Fancy lighting, built-in cabinets, beautiful floors. Some of them are wood. Some of them are tile. Big front porch. Also has a lanai on a preserved lot. It's off Loretto Road. It's open today from noon to 2. It's $375. 5 bedrooms, 4 baths?
For $375 in
plus
Mandarin?
Plus an office?
Crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Another one in Mandarin. So noon to 2 today. Another one in Mandarin on a private road called Heritage Trail.
That's off of Scott Mill, so in the Beauclair area.
Yeah. Do you like brick?
Love
it's
brick.
It's an all-brick home, almost 4,000 square feet,
yep.
4 bedroom, 4.5 bath, including a detached in-law apartment. Oh, my gosh. Gorgeous, gorgeous floors. Lots of wood everywhere. The master bedroom is 24 by 15, and the master bedroom has 2 full baths in it, his
it
and hers. Now, one of the baths has a party whirlpool tub. And when I say a party, you can have 4 people in that bathtub.
Or more.
I don't know why you'd want 4 people.
Because you get
see
your kids
two.
In there and you turn on the jets and put bubbles and it's lots
yeah,
of fun. That's
a beautiful
what I did.
Brick deck plus a beautiful brick balcony has a sunken bar in the family room.
Yeah,
so you
cool.
walk down 3 steps and you can serve everybody like that. It's very private. It's value priced at $435. It's going to be open for 4 hours today, noon to 4 o'clock.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, do we have houses for you? This is really something. We've got other houses today. There's another one in Mayport. You can go on our website and see that. We've got another one in Palencia. You can see that on our website. Our website is AngelaAndHoward.com.
That's us.
Very easy. You know, the Van Wees are here to talk about what's going on or what did go on. And talk about, oh my gosh, interest rates went up again. I should say the prime went up, so they're going to be talking about that. You know, Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. We do this radio show to, of course, give back to the community. You need a professional on your side. You can call Angela after the show at 465-3845. Call me after the show, 687-8161. Remember, call your dad. Make it a special call about something that great happened in the life with your dad. We're going to be back with you next week, live, of course. Have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.